Innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Hey, yo, hold on to your lace fronts and your kush blunts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. California's finest radio authorized by the people. This is your boy that's back for more promos hot and always score. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting, the inmate running this cuckoo's nest. And we are broadcasting on Power Radio Nation live on iHeartRadio to the millions and millions of ears here to get their daily dose of the streets. Hey, yo, my boys in Innovative Culture got me on visuals. You already know that. And today's Rise and Grind quote is, a woman's loyalty is tested when a man has nothing, and a man's loyalty is tested when he has everything.
Quote that.
Bing.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't even.
Yeah, and I had to bring my best out. Man,
in the name of Jesus, amen.
I got expensive tequila on the table. You know what I'm saying? I got a future platinum artist at the table. I got viral niggas at the table. And I got one of the dopest media in the world at the table. You know what I'm talking about? So I want to get to it. That's right. My two co-hosts, you know what I'm saying? They out and about grinding. So I'm on my solo tip tonight, but I don't give a damn. Because this is who I am. You feel me? All right, now let's go. I'm the promo king. I got to do it.
The energy, though.
You know what it is. You already know what it is. Y'all proving that. You know what I'm talking about. So first, this person to the left, this is going to be my special co-host for the evening. This person has worked with people like Blueface, Krishan Rock, Radio Bass, my boy, shout out Radio Bass. Let's see.
Man, Sada, the list goes. Sada, baby.
Come
shorty,
on. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go.
I know people. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to please welcome in the Trap Trinity right here, my homegirl, someone near and dear to my heart, Sunlit Media. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? You can find me on Instagram. Thank you. I'll be here all week. So you can find me at sunlit.media on Instagram. I'm a photographer, videographer, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My milk of magnesia. So listen, so we're going.
All right now.
He did it.
She thick.
It was so smooth.
She thick.
So he had to get that in. Like, what?
So I'm just saying.
Okay, y'all laughing a little too hard.
I'm Stacks. You know me. I'm going to talk my shit.
Next.
All right. So now keep going. This gentleman right here, man, he has a lot of viral material. He's an artist on the come up. Shout out to Shay. She's the one that reached out to me, told me, hey, you got to have this dude on your show. I listened to the content. I'm like, yo, this next level. So please welcome to the Trap Trinity, my boy King Twi, man.
Hey.
It's good with you, man. How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. The energy good in here. I'm glad y'all got me here.
Oh, yeah.
My people.
Yeah. We already, you know what I'm saying? I don't work with her before.
My people.
She ain't really named me an accolade.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. You know
King
what it is.
King Twi, K-I-N-G underscore T-W-I, Eastside Long Beach. You feel
dope
me?
Let's get it.
There you go.
And now these next two gentlemen right here across the table from me, these two men, they work harder than baby mamas when they found out that child support was about to go away. I'm talking about the one, the only Cali Mackin, or Cali Slim, West Coast Mackin, my niggas, the Cali and West Show. What's good, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, nigga?
What's going on, bro?
I got a little nervous, bro. My fault. I still get nervous when y'all come through. My fault, but I got it right, though.
Hey, you got it right, man.
Yeah.
We happy to be here, man.
Yes, sir.
You're happy as hell, man. Ratchet, feeling ratchet as fuck, man.
Nigga. That's what we going to do. We're going to get ratchet.
That's always the vibe.
That's real. But we going to talk about some business, too. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got businesses going on and things is bubbling. You know what I'm saying? But I just want y'all to know that I'm proud of each and every one of y'all around this table because, y'all get it in.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
You too, man.
Hey, thank you, bro.
Yeah,
I'm always taking flowers.
Yeah.
I'm always take them flowers and smoke them too. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, real talk. Now look, okay, so we got down with the Rise and Grind quote. Okay, now we'll keep our finger on the pulse, and we always get results here at Cali's Finest Radio. So we do a little something I like to call trap activity. That's why we talk about things going on in the hood and beyond, your trap and the one next door, you know, because what's going on in the world is important. I'm going to start, this is how we do it. I'm going to start off a little serious, and then we're going to work to the funny and controversial shit, okay? So, all right, so firstly, okay, it's going crazy in France. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but it's going crazy in France. They actually stormed the offices of the richest man in the world. Like, yeah, they just recently did that. They did that for a reason. They did that because, you know, the French government is trying to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Okay?
2 years?
Nigga. Look it up. They going ham over there. They protesting, rioting, looting. Now, they just show you, the French show you how they are compared to American protesters, right, bro. Like, they really don't.
They starting fires.
They start, yeah, bro. They
like
really
a Molotov
play.
Cocktails and all that.
They really standing on something.
Yeah,
they really don't play.
You gotta stand on something.
That's real talk, man. And the person that they ran up in his offices, his name is Bernard Arnault. He is the LVMH CEO. That's the people that's behind Louis Vuitton. You know what I mean? Not the models, not the Kanyes, the person behind Louis Vuitton.
Is,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
he the richest in the world.
Like, probably, yes, the richest man. It's right here, bro. Like, the richest man in the world.
That's crazy.
Let me see. I believe I got his.
You ain't got no dollars on
his net worth.
Yeah, let me see his net worth, bro. Let me see.
I thought it was somebody else.
Nah, it's this man, bro.
So obviously he got other endeavors other than fucking fashion.
I can't believe I didn't post tasting it. I know the dude is like worth like maybe like $400 billion.
Oh yeah, that's dude.
That's
one.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I know him. Crazy. Him, Elon, and your boy Bezos, whatever. They all neck and neck.
Yeah,
right.
For that couple hundred billion and shit. So
that's real.
Damn.
This shit is crazy, man.
Why them niggas ain't giving back?
Well,
how the fuck you got all that money?
Well, that's what. Okay, so now you get the reaction. Yeah, why are they running up in the dude's offices? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what can we do, right? Like, what can we do as you know what I'm saying? Even some of us have got a little influence. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? What can we do when it's like heavy hitters out there that's playing with $400 billion? Like, it's hard, man. Anything you do is like a drop in the bucket.
Man.
There has to be like a major point. Like, there has to be like, not just the, like, there has to be a major, I don't know why it's 2 years or why they're gapping it or why, you feel me?
Yeah,
there has to be like something
means.
Else. There has to be something why they're like really storming it. Because if it moved up for us for 2 years, do you think we would storm it? No, I don't think we would do all that. There has to be like something else like in that mix.
It's some underlying shit.
Yeah.
It probably was somebody that had been working for 25 years waiting on that 62 to hit. And then now you trying to make a motherfucker wait two more years.
That's probably
motherfucker's grandparents and shit.
Yeah.
Like, niggas like,
two
hell
years
no.
Really could be life and death. Like,
living that.
Let's not forget.
Man, for real, when you that old. Nigga, like, I need my 2 years. I'm 62.
That's a fact.
Fuck is you talking about?
And let's not forget that running in the Capitol, we done it too. Well, we didn't.
Over some bullshit.
Yeah.
We.
Niggas would have been shot if it was we. Niggas
are doing life.
Dead niggas.
Hey, it's now time to pause for station identification. This is Cali's Finest Radio on Power Radio Nation, broadcast to you live on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Live 365, and over 50 platforms around the world, baby. Last time I checked, listening base was 151,000 listeners. So I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Stay tapped in. You know what I mean? Like, for real, for real.
That's some big numbers right there. That's a big number.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
There we go. 2023. What's good?
They listening to us in Africa. They listening to us in Mexico, Australia.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I want to get into my guests. That nigga's crazy. I want to get to what my niggas got going on around the table, but first, we're going to roll you guys into some music. This is Stack Smooth Sounds. If you'd like to hear your music on my broadcast, please email me at calisfinestradio1@gmail.com. You can also tap in with me on my Instagram, 5stacks_showcase, all right, on Instagram. This first song you about to hear right here, pretty much it's all night. We about to do this for my bro here that pulled up. All right, King Twi, man. This it's going up. I want you guys to stay where you are. It's up and stuck, and it's never coming down. California's finest radio. Let's get it.
Hey,
Womp,
this what you wanted, nigga? This might be cool, though, slut.
Showing all that money on the gram, it ain't adding up. All these ops diss and say you killing, it ain't adding up. Cause you'll never win a fade, you ain't mad enough. Put my main bitch on the corner cause she bad as fuck.
Boy, you're not hard, probably a whore on the yard. Heard he eating with the pigs, man, frame and lard. I'm the blood, sweat, and tears, homie, I am the scar. That's why I'm always spaced out, brody, I am a star. I'm a Long Beach crip cuz machine in motion. Nigga scheming with the roaches, wanna see a nigga hopeless. Got this bag on lock, and I'm knee deep focus. Still hitting with the beam, leave his spleen leaking open. You are not a real nigga if you mad about a bop. Yeah, she from the other side, little bad little thot. She said the homies won't trust me if I'm fucking on the ops. I told her stop and drop my balls in her mouth like blop, ayy. Showing all that money on the gram, it ain't adding up. All these ops diss and say you killing, it ain't adding up. Cause you'll never win a fade, you ain't mad enough. Put my main bitch on the corner cause she bad as fuck. Showing all that money on the gram, it ain't adding up. All these ops diss and say you killing, it ain't adding up. Cause you'll never win a fade, you ain't mad enough. Put my main bitch on the corner cause she bad as fuck.
Talking about your credit super solid, but I ran it up. Came back, your face card revoked, get your status up. Tearing up the ops with automatics, then we tag it up. Hurt your little homie, got smacked, why you ain't back him up? Acting up the phony, got a beam equipped to kickstand. Swallowing up your territory, treat it like it's quicksand. Big bands, nigga, big dreams, I got big plans. Different colors all up in the bezel, look like riffraff. Shoot him in the abdomen, I think he need a shit bag. Click clack, nigga, bang bang on your bitch ass. Texas Ranger fitted up on my skull, that's my crip hat. All blue hoodies up in my pocket, I'm in my crip bag.
Showing all that money on the gram, it ain't adding up.
It ain't adding
all these ops diss and say you killing, it ain't adding up. Cause you'll never win a fade, you ain't mad enough. Put my main bitch on the corner cause she bad as fuck. Showing all that money on the gram, it ain't adding up.
It ain't adding
all these ops diss and say you killing, it ain't adding up. Cause you'll never win a fade, you ain't mad enough. Put my main bitch on the corner cause she bad as fuck.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Yeah. We're back in the spot, man. Hey, man.
Oh, shit.
Okay, before we drink, okay, now before we do this, though, before we take this shot, I really need y'all to explain this goodness that I got in this shot glass, please.
Well, bro, go on and teach them how to take that shot.
Here you go, bro.
Yeah, don't leave me out.
Let's go. Let's go.
Wait, how's strong? Oh, God. Okay.
Go ahead. No, that shit good.
See, that old guy smooth? Was like smooth.
So that's the first step.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Smell it.
Okay.
You smell it, so you can taste it.
Hey, I get that root beer float, shit, bro. Saying I can understand the cream. It do got a cream, yeah. Oh, it's good.
So you always want to smell it, so you can taste the smell the difference between the normal tequilas that you drink.
Yeah.
That shit that you got to grab the tahini and go grab the
limes and shit.
That lime and all that.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? This right here.
This gonna have you.
Got a waft. It's called wafting. Right? I know, right?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you take a little sip.
Yeah. Take a little sip
take
first.
Take a little sip.
Oh, okay, you gotta taste it first.
Take a little sip
before you go. Hey, yeah.
On your lip.
Damn. And it kind of give you the profile.
Yeah.
A little bit of caramel.
Know if you can handle it.
A little bit of caramel. Dry fruits.
Yeah. She's scared over there.
Mm-hmm. But look, before we knock this shot down, though, we're gonna do this toast, man. If you don't mind. If you don't mind.
Nah, of course, bro. Come on, man.
But you know what? We drink extraordinary.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And we live extraordinary. Yes. Y'all.
That's
you
right.
You know, looking at the diamonds shining, nigga, the waves glistening, boys glistening, beers glistening, bitches, you listening. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We look extraordinary while we do it.
Two taps.
Two, always two taps.
Two.
Two taps.
I like that.
Right. Always two taps.
Two taps.
Like, I fuck with
it. It's good when you got a double back. Oh, that was good.
Damn. Let's go. Okay.
That smooth than a motherfucker though.
So tell me a little bit about this tequila, man. This is
nice and smooth.
Got a good taste. It's real airy. It's not a real thick, you know what I mean? Like syrupy. It's not, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
You still get that tequila kick at the end.
Yeah. This is Dynastia?
Dynastia.
Dynastia Real.
AKA D Nasty.
Marketing behind it.
Yeah, of course.
So
I like it.
And the marketing is key because this is indeed their tequila brand, right?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. I like the
black owned tequila. Damn, business number 357. God damn it.
This looks like it was hand-painted.
Yeah, promo king in the building. That shit go hard, though.
Yeah, this bottle is beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I would really just keep the bottle for real.
Well designed.
Check this out. Our bottle comes in a liter, so it's not. You get 30% more liquid than you would off of fifth.
That's fire.
You know what I'm saying? 40%
of alcohol. Whew.
Same thing.
That don't taste like...
Buy 40%. Black, man.
You said that bottle pretty.
Yeah, that bottle pretty. I'm going to keep this.
Black owned. We're talking about the liquor, man. Not
some moves, man.
You
don't make it move.
But yeah. So listen, so I've been drinking, man. I'm on some other shit. we got the opportunity, to hear that song. Bro, good rhyme structure. Beat knocking off top, you know what I'm saying? Good feature.
It was by Jeray.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yep.
Talk to me a little bit about the music journey. Just, you know what I'm saying, how it started for you. That's where we begin.
Man, honestly, my shit started in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. My grandma used to make a nigga go to church. Mm-hmm. You know, probably like damn near all of us, you feel me? So I was in the church writing raps and shit. Like writing raps for the church, writing the whole rap. We would go to talent shows and shit. So, yeah, I would probably say my real when I was like, okay, I'm gifted at this. It was the church.
Right. Oh, that's tight. That's cool.
That's fire.
That's
dope. Nah, man.
You would hear a lot of the singers like starting churches, but not a lot of rappers starting churches.
Yeah. What they say from humble beginnings. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You play multiple instruments?
I play the drums in the church too.
Oh, okay. All right.
So were your raps like really like? Church
based? I had real Christian raps, but I wrote my first rap before that off of that.
Give me a Christian bar. Shit, can you give me a church bar? Like a.
You know, I can remember all that shit. So this was my first hook. Like, I was like, I love the Lord, full of glory. I love the Lord, and that's no story. I love the Lord. Up above, I love the Lord with a lot of love.
I was a child. As a kid, he got hooks and bars. As a kid, man.
I like the message.
I like that.
That's that ism.
That's real tongue.
Yeah, I was just wondering
it's in you.
Yeah. I like it.
Nah, no doubt. Damn. So where do you want to take everything? Like, I mean, you doing the rhyming right now, I know that's not the end game for you, right? Like, you want to do other things too. You were telling me about your business that you have a label, right? Yeah, yeah, you know, talk to me about the label.
Bag on Lock ENT. It's just an entertainment company. We gonna come with the merch. Okay. We gonna get involved in the politics of hip hop for sure.
Right.
But my ultimate goal for sure is I just feel like I'm musically inclined. You feel me? Like this is really my gift. You feel me? Right. Like music has kind of, well, hip hop anyway has strayed away from that. It's real now. It's political connections. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nobody really like pays attention to the artistry anymore, for real.
Yeah.
Like, we don't acknowledge niggas for, like, being an artist, like, you feel me?
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying?
So
that's a fact.
Yeah, I just want motherfuckers to feel my shit, like, hear me. I want people to hear me, and then
right.
when they hear me, they gonna feel me.
Yeah.
Right. No doubt. 100%.
So are you the first one on your label, or do you have artists under you just yet?
Nah, yeah, it's brand new. We just starting it. We just got, the LLC been up, but I'm finna go get the business account. It's all in the makings, you feel me? Got the patent. Patent attorney finna, my logo so dope. Y'all gonna see it's coming. Bag on Lock ENT, remember it, it's coming.
That's dope. Like that's
keep
dope.
Keep making moves, bro.
Yeah,
keep
appreciate you. Really gotta you. Start somewhere. A lot of people don't know where to
yeah,
start.
I'm in the beginning so stages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We finna probably have our first show in May.
Okay.
But
you know what I mean, like, yep.
With so I gotta come take photos, take video.
Yeah, you know you all pulling that, up. Yeah, we gonna have it right here in LA for sure.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's
that's
up.
Dope. Yeah.
Hey
I'm
man,
right.
Look down the line, man. We throw, you know what I'm saying? You do events or whatnot. You already know tapping with your boy.
With my mama.
You know what I'm saying? Pop out, man. You already know. Man, that's what I'm talking about, bro. We only building and building around this piece. You feel me?
That's right.
So we got my boys here with the tequila brand right here. Suddenly, what you got going on? I just saw your photo shoot with Radio Base.
Oh, yeah. So Radio Base working on, he putting out some new projects and things. So yeah. I'm helping work with his PR and just work on some visuals and some content. So yeah, but other than that, I've been going crazy. Show's been going crazy. last weekend I went to a Lil Vader show, I went to a Wally show. Zoe's had a lot of shows recently. Zoe Samba, he's been going up. So really, I feel like I'm just working with a lot of dope King Tri, of course.
No, she everywhere. I be running into her on accident. Like,
same here. Same here.
This how it's gonna go.
Oh God.
Yeah. So yeah, but this summer is just gonna go crazy. This summer is about to go insane. I was about to say that too. So yeah. But yeah. There we go.
What's the A? No. You can't just say the one big beefy blunt.
Big beefy blunt.
Come on.
Big beefy beard.
Yeah.
Oh,
on the beach with big wood.
Yeah, let's go.
I can't remember that shit, bro.
Big beefy blunts while we on the beach looking for them big beefy buns.
Let's go. Let's go.
We be saying so much shit on the show.
I be,
bro.
You know I know all you niggas catchphrases and shit, man.
Everything be
oh, God, bro.
Big beefy buns.
Yeah, man. So you guys are actually, talk to me a little bit about the show, right? Like, you guys have been killing it on YouTube for a while. You know, I got the pleasure and the honor of coming on your broadcast.
We
got
to bring you back on.
Oh, man.
We on some other shit now. We have it. We came from humble beginnings, but not from the church. You know what I'm saying? So he from the humble.
Right.
Like, yeah, but we started on the what? The couch?
Started on the couch.
With the Android phone?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's
Android
up.
Phone and some fucking conversation.
It's a conversation.
That's right.
That's what we was doing, buying liquor. You know what I'm saying? Then we upgraded to the what? To the backyard. Went to mom's house. Started taking over the backyard.
Yeah,
bought the camera.
One of our first reviews is OE versus 211.
OE versus 211.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta keep it hood, bro.
Shit.
That's one of our first reviews. Now we out here making other moves, man.
That's right.
We got our podcast studio now, finally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, finally, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's dope.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we got to have all y'all come to the show.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Nah, man, you know what? A lot of respect for you gentlemen, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell this story about how when I first started Cali's Finest and I hit y'all page, I just happened to DM them, like, bro, I love what y'all doing. It wasn't on no clout chasing shit, no nothing. It was just on some cool I'm a fan. Shit. I like what y'all doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking in my head, like, dang, I want to interview these guys one day.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, I want to interview these guys one day. So, you know what I'm saying? I just happened to hit the DM, like, hey, bro, I love what y'all doing, man. You know, hey, man, it'd be rough sometimes. And then they hit me back like, yo, bro, keep going, my nigga. Like, they didn't have to answer me, bro. They was already viral, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't have to answer me. So they hit me. They like, yo, just keep going because, and I'll never forget this, my nigga. Say, be the man that said you gave the, you tried it, you did what you could, you did everything you could, and didn't and couldn't pull it off. Mm-hmm. Then to be the nigga that say you never tried, mm-hmm. and that told me everything I need to know.
Be that nigga.
You fat? You feel me?
Man, you got it.
Yeah, I forget, man,
it.
Bro. Come on.
You got
man.
It, man. Shit.
Hey, look at you. He's blushing. Yeah, he's blushing.
Yeah, we seen the evolution, bro. We seen the evolution.
I'm about, I ain't nothing without the people that be around the table for and cross from me at the table.
But with everybody, it takes a village.
We believe,
but
we believers.
Yeah,
my nigga,
for sure.
Appreciate that, my nigga. Y'all niggas are solid people. You know what I mean?
You really got to surround yourself with some bosses to be a boss, for sure.
It ain't about me tonight, man. Ain't about me tonight.
Let me say one thing real quick.
It's about everybody.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Hey, bro. He got a banger.
Oh no, that's
I already had
certified.
It. I had to pull up the iTunes. King Swan, I had to pull up the iTunes. Oh, yeah. Like, put this certified. On, put it in two of my playlists, and as soon as we leave here, I'm putting that on the 215s.
Hey.
Like,
appreciate you, bro.
That motherfucking hey. Banger,
that.
Bro.
He talking about that adding up. Featuring Yellow Hill that just dropped yesterday. You feel me? I got an album coming.
Shout out Yellow
I appreciate
Hill.
That, bro.
Cool
my mama.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, shit. But look though, I wanted to say something, man. I be trying not to be that
Let's
vocal,
talk about
right?
It.
But
Let's
when
talk
you said
it.
I hit them up, but I'm not on no clout chasing. We don't gotta explain that. Like, why?
Right,
why
right,
we gotta
right,
feel
right.
like that? If you acknowledging somebody, it ain't gotta be about no clout. You feel me? If you feeling them up, like these niggas is in this industry, man, be weird when they feel like they here. We all the same. You feel me?
Yeah,
we right. humans, bro.
I'm glad you touched.
You know
me
what
that,
I'm
bro.
Saying?
Yeah,
yeah, like it ain't you. You know what I'm saying? Like if you respect the motherfucker craft or what they doing, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. It ain't no clout chasing
that's
or nothing like that. You feel me?
Yeah. No, that's a whole fact, man.
Yep.
No, that's how that shit go down, man. No, definitely. Okay, so given who I got around the table, I wanna get into some raunchy shit. So we gonna roll you guys into into some more music, a little bit more King Twi. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep going with that.
Okay, yeah, bump that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That.
You know
play
what
that.
I mean? And we don't want y'all to go nowhere. All right, it's up and stuck and it's never coming down. California's finest radio, West Coast. Fighting. Let's go.
Said that shit like you said that shit.
Explore page that shit. Yeah.
Go ahead. The mama go viral. I'ma make the pussy go viral. I told her don't be acting shadow. Can you do it like this when you take the pipe to? Hold up. Go get it. Go get it. She said it's been a minute, but she all with it. I don't need all of you. I just wanna party you. And I know the homie here. Shit, that's what he oughta do. Pass it to the low now. I'ma do an audible if that pussy could talk, but it's all auto-tune. She in a situationship and it's complicated. Grinding on my dick, disintoxicated. I know pussy gon' be so fire. I'ma make her ass sing, Rihanna. I'ma put a baby in a Nick Cannon, shoot the club up. No plan B, I ain't planning shit. Go ahead, the mama go viral. I'ma make that pussy go viral. I told her don't be acting shadow. Can you do it like this when you take the pipe to? Go ahead. I'ma go viral. I'ma make that pussy go viral. She said I don't tell no lies though. I can't even do it when I tell you pipe to. Like this, yeah, right my dick. Write it just as if I'm inside it. He or she a freak, she don't wanna hide it. Doing circles on my meat got me excited. And you ain't really street enough. She said that to speed it up. She don't wanna make love. She want me to beat it up. Tryna give her paste up. And you wanna eat it up. Man, you a lame cut. Go ahead and beat it, bruh. You ain't have a ratchet, bitch. You ain't having sex. One hand on her knee, the other throwing up her set. And her pussy wet. You gon' drown or survive. Hashtag explore, now she going viral. Go ahead, the mama go viral. I'ma make that pussy go viral. I told her don't be acting shadow. Can you do it like this when you take the pipe to? Go ahead, the mama go viral. I'ma make that pussy go viral. She said I don't tell no lies though. I can't even do it when I take the pipe to. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, so we back now. Now listen, man, that song that we just heard by my boy Twar, that shit went hard.
Go crazy.
Fire.
And it's perfect segue into what I want to talk about, making a pussy go viral. So I want to talk about this.
Let's go crazy.
A lot of women.
That's my part.
Whole lot of
that don't want to work regular jobs, okay? Ooh. They want to do OnlyFans.
Huh.
Or if not OnlyFans, there's a lot there. You got fans, you got Fansly. There's Pornhub, of course. They got a lot of them got different platforms now.
Talk about the feet pictures
that they can have. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about all that. Here's my criticism of this. And I just read an article from the Bro Bible, right? And they're talking about the OnlyFans failures.
The Bro Bible?
That's what I was about to say.
It's a website.
It's a website.
I'm about to put that in my notes.
Shout out to the Bro Bible. Okay, so what they said in the article, in so many words, is that they'll tell you about the overnight stars, right? Like, they'll tell you about people that, you know what I mean, that people can make, you know, $64,000, you know what I mean, in a couple weeks or a month.
Right, right.
Off of something like that. But what they don't tell you is about people like a Miss Morocco, who's a creator, and she has made a total of $500, and she's been doing it for like a couple of years.
Whoa.
Yeah, but that's like moving. Any grind. It really depends on the person who's doing it. You feel me? If they don't have that grind to figure out how, you can put that shit in YouTube and be like, how to make money. And there's like 20 videos on how to make money. So I feel like that really on the...
Okay, but look, Sunday, I don't want to swerve off the OnlyFans content thing. Right, because I'm talking about this for a reason. Okay, making the pussy go viral, right? A lot of females think that all they got to do is bust it open for a camera, and the money going to come rolling in.
Nah, bitch, you better get that second job as a greeter at Walmart, bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell you. There's been women that have went to prison because they mistreated their children because they took more care in their OnlyFans content than actual kids. That's a fact. Okay.
True.
So you know what I'm saying. So my thing is that why don't they talk about that? Why don't they talk about the thousands of men and women that are making no money on their OnlyFans content? Like I don't.
Well, I feel like that's like every business. People talk about the success, but no one really talks about the failure. Well, yeah. No one ever shines.
Unless you black, shit, then they gonna let you know when you fail.
I don't be mad at the OnlyFans bitches no more. I used to be, right? But I don't be mad because you know who you gotta blame? You gotta blame these niggas who spending
like,
the money.
Why were you mad at the beginning? Why were you mad at the beginning though?
I mean, it's just it wasn't really mad. I'm just using just that like, word, but just like, you know what I'm saying? Just the representation of the woman, like, you know what I'm saying? I be wanting better. You feel me? But at the end of the day, a motherfucker gonna do what they gotta do.
Right.
And if niggas is tricking, and you know what I'm saying, niggas is putting the pussy on a pedestal like that,
it's gonna stay there.
The OnlyFans took the game from like being a stripper out here. It's COVID. I'm trying to make some extra cash in COVID. Let me get a little nasty. To the everyday woman.
Yeah,
regular.
COVID really hit that. COVID hit that.
That's like a regular day.
Talk to him, man.
Regular day is a steep.
That shit really blew up during COVID, though. Like during COVID, when people couldn't go outside.
All the bad bitches is about what you gonna do for them money-wise. Everything is money. The pussy is money. That's what I don't like.
It took the everyday woman, though.
Because you got teachers, you know, you got teachers getting fired because they found out the bitch got OnlyFans and shit.
No, because the niggas is paying.
Oh, yeah. I saw an article that like people were fucking at school for the OnlyFans shit like that.
Oh, all right, okay. Yeah. Here's I want to build on Twice's point. Why are these men paying for? You'll never meet this woman. You'll never touch her. You'll never truly experience this woman. I don't know about y'all, but
it's the fantasy.
That ain't never done.
It's
it
a
for
fantasy.
Me.
It's the same thing with porn. It's the same thing with porn.
Get it at home.
It's the same thing with porn. Like you get to subscribe to that specific female.
And you get to know her type. It's more personal, huh?
That's what they think they get
but
to know her.
But people still have sex hotlines that you can call and just talk to a girl. You never gonna meet her.
How much that is after it's 99 cents for the first minute and
10.99 That money too. Why do niggas? Okay, why do niggas be tricking? Why do a nigga? Why would a nigga fly a bitch to Jamaica he
that's
never met. Just because he seen her on Instagram, it's right. the whole shit. You feel me? So now you can't even blame him. But I'm like, damn. I got out the feds. The whole dating scene and how it used to go is changed, bro. Like even how you approach a woman or what they looking for now. The shit I watched it because y'all was slowly in it. If y'all never left, y'all was in it. Yeah. I seen the drastic change because I left this and got out and it was this. Oh, these bitches is all about what the fuck you gonna do for them. If they bad, that's it, because there's plenty of niggas that's going to do something for them if they bad.
I remember bagging a bitch at the gas station or at Ralph's,
that
nigga,
shit be
at the grocery store.
That
like,
circles back. Now, they going to look at the car and the chain and all of that. Now, you still could do it, but it's what you got. You ain't
it's
doing
like
it regularly.
It's weird for
like
me because I was married for 13 years. So now coming out, I'm just like, I don't even know how to date. I just feel like people be fucking and don't really be dating.
They jumping in your inbox crazy, huh? They trying to buy
want to fuck. Like, people don't want to date.
They
people don't want to take you out.
No, so you saying they trying to break off some of the bunnies? Is that what you're saying?
What they been offering?
They trying to break, they trying to break the bunny off.
This is not. No, not. Anyway, so the point is.
Get her,
Mackin. What you call it earlier? What you call it? What you say?
Hey, some niggas is booking photo shoots.
My milk of magnesia.
Some niggas is booking photo shoots just because they want to see you in tights. You know that, right?
What?
Some niggas
she
is
thick.
Booking photo shoots in the beginning. You just don't work.
Thick.
You go ahead, it's gonna be a dope shoot.
She
a
thick.
Lot of people meet me after, like they slide in my DM after. I'm like, if you can't come and talk to me when I meet you, then I just don't wanna fuck with you. You feel me? Like I want a genuine, I ain't about that slide in the DM, like, oh, I saw you. That shit weird to me.
Like, so women don't so y'all don't like when a nigga in the DM?
No, that's unattractive. Like, come talk to me in person. Be
okay,
like, what's
but
up?
Y'all curve you niggas hard though in person, bro. Like
I never curve you hard. We have a conversation.
No, me and you. Solid, we homies.
No, yeah,
but I'm saying
I'm not
like
saying
when nigga, I'm saying when niggas might not approach a woman because y'all will really smack a nigga across the face.
But that's a part
verbally,
of the game,
man.
Though. But that's see, a pussy move to sit behind and like DM, and be like, okay, if she hearts it, then it's cool. If she don't, like, you feel me? Like,
we
that's
type
weird.
Dudes, we type of dudes that we be on some like $40 and some dick.
Yep, you better go to it. Go to
we about to have a great, awesome, fantabulous, like magnificent.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by West Coast Mac.
We going.
Raising cane.
$40. $40.
Oh, $20 plate. On my mama.
Don't want to get the bubble gum.
Like, you got some bubble gum too.
Super size for it.
You're not dating me for my money.
Yeah, I can't get
it. You dating me for me.
Yep.
Like I'm the piece in this relationship.
We gonna do it right. We gonna go to. We gonna go to Applebee's and do the 2 for $20, baby. That's what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna hook you up.
You
gonna get the 2 for $20.
You want cheese on
you
that?
You get a half a soup, my nigga. You get the half an entree, my nigga.
These bitches is not going.
Take all that.
Especially
in LA. Let's be real. The bad bitches is not going. You know they what? Talking about big. When you they don't. They don't. What?
It all depends on the nigga though. Let me say that.
We on some other shit.
It depends on the nigga.
We on some
because we ain't never had them issues.
Okay.
Because we quick to take a bitch wherever the fuck we want because they fucking with us because we us.
Right.
Not on no Cali and West. Show shit, but because
but it's still the clout. That's no, a fact.
That's still the clout. It's still before
all of that. That's real.
I'm looking at the chains. I see the whips. I see. I know y'all got. So a female could peep that too. And so, all right, bam, we gonna get. If you ain't is not doing that, in
these niggas is oblivious to their
basketball shorts.
They oblivious to their fame. They don't even realize.
I could tell a female.
Yeah, but it's like it's a different type of bitch. Though sometimes you don't take all girls like out to dinner. You take them, you know, just to chill.
Hey, one thing, everyone needs to know out here, you know, no matter how you was treated on this date, but we had a good time at the end of the night. Once I hit it one time, I won.
At the end of the day,
I'm not no matter how good of a time we had,
say nothing. You don't have
I won.
You don't have to talk to me no more.
Oh, he ain't. Oh, he ain't that
bitch.
That money ain't real. Whatever.
I'm fucked.
Man, see, that's why some girls don't want to fuck cut though, because they just know.
Until I spend some money, I got more than money. My time is worth more than money.
Man,
shit, get the experience.
Get the experience.
When they see that, they get a lot of them. Not all of them. They gonna get. I don't give a fuck though, because I'm not giving nothing.
What?
You ain't. I don't. Want, if you ain't around for the vibrations, you feel me? We not gonna match. Now once I see it's real, then I'm willing to do whatever. You feel me? Like,
would y'all really fuck with someone though? Would you ever really fuck with a girl though if she made you wait months to fuck?
Would we wait?
I feel like. So we got.
So we got a video called fucking on the first date.
Like, why would I let them get their comments out and then I'm gonna say what I gotta say about that?
I wanted to be a waiter. I would go get a job at Chili's, Maestro's, I want to be a waiter. What are we waiting for?
But most women's problem is I don't want to give up pussy on the first date because he ain't gonna call me. Bitch, I'm not gonna call you if you don't give it up on the first date.
This is what I'ma think, right? If a female making me wait on my mama, I'ma feel like it's game because a broader'll make you wait, right? But then fuck this nigga, she'll try to she looking at you like, oh, this finna be my boyfriend. So I'm finna put the pussy up. I ain't gonna fuck him fast. But then she'll fuck this nigga in a day. Nah, bitch, you're not finna do me like that. She fuck her for nothing. You feel me in a day? Nah, you ain't finna play me like that.
I feel like it matters on your connection though, because if you feel like connection, then that shit won't matter. It's just like when it happened to happen. But if then, like, you feel like,
this your show, bro. This your time. Your shit.
No. I'm saying this because y'all niggas is saying shit that's turning me up on it.
Yeah.
Cause on my mama, that shit is so true. Because you can meet a woman and she can like you. You know what I'm saying? She can think you cool. And she will take her time to figure you out. And she will put that out. It don't necessarily mean she bouncing on another dick. That's the only part I disagree. At that point in time. But you better believe it's other dicks in her orbit. You know what I'm saying?
Or she fucked this nigga on the first day. This other nigga she fucked with.
Exactly.
You done had a one night stand. So why you trying to make me wait 90 days?
Look, because he ain't shit. And she know he probably ain't going to call and press her. He ain't going to come looking for her. He not going to try to take over. He don't want to fuck with her program. And she know that. So it's like,
but see, sometimes girls be fucking on the first date and then it becomes like a thing, and then it's like, do they really like somebody
Look, do you want to hop in rotation? Do you want to skip the line? Do you want to go from some hours to a day to maybe 2 days? Oh, we getting a Friday and a Saturday?
The weekend is special.
You progressing through the
weekend. Business is special.
I met you on the weekend, and I'll see you the next weekend too.
Yeah,
let me double back weekends.
Two nights in a row.
You gotta understand.
Two nights in a row. It means something.
Yeah, you gotta understand that.
Like, I fuck with you.
You my little.
Yeah,
you right there.
Yeah. We doing two. I fuck with you. That might be a song. If we doing two, I fuck with you.
Yeah, that's a fact. There you go right there.
When it comes, because listen,
I'm having so much tonight. Shit.
When it comes to men, Sunlit, we feel about our time how you guys feel about your vagina. Mm-hmm. So if a man shares his time with you, that's like him giving up
That's because we don't give a fuck. Dick is just, it's just there, nigga. That's gonna, we gonna please that. That's gonna happen. You can't stop that. So all I'm saying is that if I'm willing to give up my time, because I can spend that time
with another bitch.
No, wait, hold on, wait. That too slim.
Getting some money.
Getting some money.
That you making music. Anyway. Yeah, that's what y'all gonna make me thinking. That's what's gonna put me above the rest anyway.
Whatever else I wanna do in the world.
Most women don't know that men love time by themselves.
We do.
Yeah, like,
and it ain't for the next bitches.
We do.
They for the next women, it's for the next female.
It's really for time to think and motivate and therapy, mental therapy.
Mental maintenance. Yep.
Like, come on, man. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you.
No, nigga, come on. Y'all niggas,
this is good conversation.
Y'all, this is good conversation. Hey, this season is all about the conversations, my nigga. That's why I brought my niggas on.
Ladies need to know that.
That's a fact.
When a man wants to spend time at home and don't want to come over tonight, you know what I'm saying, and chill with you, it ain't always for the next female.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? It's just sometimes I need time to think tonight and figure out what I'm going to do to you, what I'm going to treat her for, what I'm going to treat her to, where I'm going to take her next, how I'm going to treat her, how I'm going to make her feel like I'm the only man in the world, and she the only one. Like, you know, I need time to think, baby.
Mental maintenance.
Come on now.
That's all it is.
Like, my face, please.
Yo, oh God. Like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Cause see,
I feel like I know that, cause like I was married for such a long time. Now I'm like, ooh, I love my space by myself. I love this, but I feel like a lot of people don't really get that sometimes.
And at the end of the day,
I'm definitely going to be texting you at the same time, like, hey, what are you doing? Are you coming over to the dive? I like my alone time.
But y'all, you know what y'all do? Y'all play yourself. A lot of times, y'all play yourself. Because we will like you, but we know we cannot tell you how much we like you. Like, I might be head over fucking heels for you. I might think you the...
Just give you a little
now
bit.
I'm only going to give you... I can only give you small bites and choose
that. I ain't learned that one
because,
yet. Gotta,
yes, because you know what? Look, twice.
I got to learn some shit.
Come on, man.
If I like you, I'm going to let you know. But I got to learn. I've been learning, though, because that's how they are. They'll take that and take it.
Wait, they?
We have been taught.
Y'all are some peculiar creatures. Just like we are.
Look, the different people. And look, different people.
We have been taught. We have been taught as men. You know what I'm saying? By women in the past. Mm-hmm. Whether y'all, it's the bitches you choose. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. It's not always like that. You know what I'm saying? The fact is that y'all don't like it when we too nice. Y'all don't like it when we too agreeable.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, that's not.
Why are you looking directly at me?
Sometimes we have to just tell y'all no for no reason.
Because he telling the truth.
But yeah, sometimes.
Hey, Stack, sometimes they come broken.
That's a fact.
And they can't respect a real nigga when they see one.
Then they gotta go, bro. They get frozen. You gotta put them on ice, as they say.
You not finna punish me for him.
You not finna come get the fuck away from me because you is not finna punish me for that.
Go heal yourself first and then come
back. And come back. But hold up.
You just called me 10 times.
That goes to people. That goes to people asking other people about.
I like that kind of shit.
What's your sex resume, bitch?
I like that kind
of shit. He's toxic.
Toxic. All right, wait. Quick question. What's y'all most toxic trait?
Damn, moment of clarity. Nigga had to look inside right there. Don't nobody like looking inside. Hold up. What's your most toxic trait? I'm going to let y'all go first because I don't even know. I don't never look at myself.
Yo, my most toxic. Okay, listen, I could be honest. My most toxic trait is that I will always put the business above bullshit. Not the relationship, but above bullshit that the relationship will cause. When you got with me, you knew that I loved radio. You knew that I loved promo. You knew I loved to grind and run my own shit. So you already knew that that was some shit that I would never, ever, ever be leveraged against and give up.
I feel like that's not toxic. What I'm talking about is you just said that you like when a bitch calls back to back 10 times.
That's toxic. What we playing therapists right now with that?
I'm
a little damaged. I'm not saying it's good for me. I'm just saying, like, look, let me tell you something. I get them scissors. If I cut you off, it's because you handed me the scissors, my nigga. I don't play with that shit. I'm just speaking. You know what I'm saying?
All right, go.
So, yeah.
Y'all have an answer?
Well, I got an answer.
Let's hear it.
Well, we have an answer.
We.
So,
talk that shit.
You got to understand that when you met Callie or Wes, we already had 2 or 3, 4, 5 females already. So, when you come into this, you already know what you're dealing with. No, we working. We're working on ourselves.
We're not perfect.
No, but you gonna fall in.
Polygamists unite.
Yeah. But you're going to fall in. You might end up being a day of the week. You might go from Wednesday to what we talked about earlier. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas. Lunes, martes, miércoles. You know what I'm saying? It's Espanol, too. You be miércoles.
Oh, yeah.
Miércoles. Yeah. Or you buenos be Wednesday. But then you fall in line and you end up being a Friday and a Saturday, which means you mean a lot more to us. But the toxic trait is you already know what it is when you walk in. You are, when you walk into the situation with Cali and West,
and you should be appreciative of the time you get and the quality of the time you get.
There you go.
Come on now, like
y'all niggas need to write a book. I swear, like, to God,
we got one coming.
Write that fucking book, please.
We got one. You know, we don't fuck celebrities and all. We don't fuck celebrities and all type of shit, bro.
I mean,
so
come on, bro. I know what time it is.
Oh, you seen the porn shit? We don't fuck some of those porn bitches too.
My niggas, man.
Yeah,
man.
No, in person.
Do the math. Do the mathematics, man. Do the mathematics. If the ratio of the women and men is like 8 to 1, 7 to 1, 8 to 1.
So that's why I'm not going down
that
by that.
Men are not supposed to be with one woman. Men are not supposed to be with one woman.
So y'all don't ever want one woman.
That's some American shit, though.
We're not designed for that. Y'all trying to force some shit.
Hold on, fellas. Fellas.
But then not the hypocrite. A woman can't have multiple men. But a guy can have multiple men.
That's weird.
That's not your nature, though.
That's weird. That's weird.
You can.
It's hypocritical.
It's not your nature.
How many babies can you have in a year?
Yo,
how many babies can you? How many times can you procreate?
You won't have protected.
You can only procreate one time in
one
a year.
Or two, you don't
naturally.
Gotta be twins or
in a year, I could procreate
every day
a bazillion.
Nigga.
Shit.
Naturally, that's nature. That okay. You can't even argue that.
Nature.
Have you wait a minute? Like, every time I see one of them polygamous relationships and it's two niggas and one female. It look like them niggas.
There's some suckers.
They won't even know which one of them got to break
with. They masking some shit.
They won't even. It's not natural.
Like something going on.
If she pregnant,
weird.
If she pregnant, we still got to get a DNA test.
We got to figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. That's
roaming.
If there's one man and multiple women, we know who the daddy is.
You know what they are? They're pussy roommates. That's what they are.
I don't even know if they like.
Them niggas might like each other.
Something like
that part. That's what bro was saying. Them niggas like them niggas.
Made.
Yeah, them niggas do.
Do you want multiple men?
No, I was just saying that's just what women do. You just try to start an argument for nothing. It's not in your nature.
So why do y'all say that? We want multiple women. Niggas lie to you. Oh, it's right there. Niggas lie to you and tell you they want one woman. They lying. I'm telling y'all right now, 99.9. He just know you cannot handle the real truth. You really want one man because it's in your nature.
Check.
I'm done fighting my nature.
Man.
Like, I gave it up.
You better talk to her.
Man. I don't fight my nature no more, especially because 90% of y'all ain't shit no more. So I'm really about to fight my nature for your ass.
10%.
You gonna be gone soon as they go to jail. Man. All that.
How do you find the one if you don't weed through the?
That's
hay.
Real.
I'm looking for that needle. How do I
that's
find
what
that
I'm
needle
saying.
If I don't weed through the hay?
But
yeah,
see,
but eventually you would like to be a one woman, no? It. Eventually you'd like to grow old with one person,
no.
Or no?
I would like to be with one. I'm not gonna lie. I would like eventually to find like one that's good. I'm just built that way.
You gonna
stop?
You ain't never gonna fuck nobody else ever.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
I want to get to the real. Wait, what about the sex part?
Okay, so listen. So I'm gonna say like this.
Now he sold me out.
This is how
he said because somebody listening. I don't know who listening.
Somebody listening. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that the desire to have sex in a man is to have sex with another woman is going to necessarily ever go away. Like, you know, it's going to happen. Like, you as far as how you feel, but it's all about self-control and willpower. That's what I feel is the difference with if you love somebody. Then you gonna have the desire, right?
That's an ideology.
Let me land. You gonna want that. And it's like you can't get too caught up on the thought of it. You done already committed adultery, bro. If you in this day and age, when sex is at your fingertips, if you can just be good enough of a person to your mate to not go there.
Right.
But the thought of it, you can't stop that. Cause me, you tell me women don't lay in bed
fucking a nigga they been with for 25, 35 years, and in the back of her mind, he ain't doing shit down there, ain't in 15 years, and you mean to tell me she ain't putting fucking Wesley Snipes' face circa 1996 on that motherfucker's face?
If not,
you
cheating.
Damn right she is.
If she ain't cheating.
Yeah, she is. Well, nigga. I used him in 96 because women are specific like that.
Yeah, but that's based off of Wesley. He lacking something. If she fully fulfilled, she not desired.
They're like more like us than you carry me,
bro. You used a key word when I said it's an ideology. You said adultery. This is a word that they made up in this culture that monogamy is pressed upon us. You feel me? We taught that wanting multiple women is wrong. So now you gotta fight it. You saying, you just said it. You just proved my point backwards though. Cause you saying I'ma had a thought and it's a sin. It's adultery. So I'ma fight it for her. But whoever really said the thought was wrong.
That's natural. No, we on the same page.
You're not supposed to have more women than you can afford.
If you can't afford all these
bitches and babies, don't have them.
They don't have them.
Now, if you can afford
Nick Cannon. Shout out to Nick Cannon, man. I might fuck around and get niggas dead niggas. Shout out to Nick Cannon. He changing the game.
But remember this.
There's a difference, too, between having a connection with women and just fucking some women. Because sometimes you just have sex, for sure. And sometimes it's like a real connection. I feel like that's the difference, too.
Do you just have a lot of sex, like, no, with no connection?
I feel like women want to have more of a connection when they have sex. Men just like fuck sometimes.
And women are different by nature.
They are different by
nature. Oh my God, thank
you. It's still different. Like, it's hypocritical in some ways.
I feel like a lot of women have a lot of masculine traits now, and a lot of men have a lot of feminine traits.
That's
I cannot stand the feminine.
That's chemical. Yeah. They doing something.
You already know, bro. They've been doing that. Yeah. I was actually reading about a situation real quick. Situation in Switzerland. I think it was like the late 90s. They actually were like actively sterilizing their people in one of their towns.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like didn't tell them they had to disclose, declassify the documents later down the road. But they actually were like doing it via like the water they drank and the facilities, they were sterilizing their people because it was basically control, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, trying to, you know, establish dominant traits in people, like same shit, not same type. Yeah, bro. So, and that's like, that's,
I feel,
yeah,
like,
that's,
where was it? In China or it was somewhere too? You
China,
only
they,
had
yeah,
like two
one,
kids.
One,
yeah.
One or two
yeah,
kids. And
yeah.
They,
and then
they,
the other ones you had
the third
to.
Yeah. Because
it was like a billion. It was like multiple. It had a gang. It was over. Yeah. They don't want us to procreate. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it's about.
But America don't have a billion motherfuckers yet. China got a billion. A billion motherfuckers?
You had to put the cap on that shit.
Hey, y'all. You know what? I got to make sure I pay these bills, all right? So I have to, we're going to go to one more music break. When we come back, I'm going to ask y'all one last question. I really want to know about something. All right? Then I'm going to have you guys drop your platforms. You know what I mean? Make sure if you want to hear your music heard here on Stack Smooth Sounds, please email your tracks to Cali's Finest Radio 1@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Hey, look, it's up, it's stuck, and it's never coming down. California's finest radio. Don't go nowhere.
King Twi, the Elocutionist. Hashtag I really fucking rap too. Fucking with 2 C's, nigga. I'ma kill everybody, man. Yeah, Jose, I vacuum seal it with the Vaseline and cinnamon. You think I need Jesus? I really need Benjamin. I ain't have 50 cents, but been hated by many men. Probably because the women feeling him. I wanted dividends. Real Crip niggas spitting synonyms like Eminem. But I am not a rapper, though. I'm really with them gremlins. My bitch will really set you up. She looking all innocent. Will kidnap a nigga, making feel like a kid again. There go that Amber Alert. Man, I just left the plug runner with a bag of that work. And I don't want it. He ain't fronting. I ain't cashing out first. You told that bitch she bad too much. Now she acting out worse. I should have said it slower instead. Probably over your head. And bitch, you finding all. But I ain't killing over your head. Cause if I go to jail, you'll have an average Joe in your bed. Bitch, you a bird. Your head bow down for that door, that bread. These niggas is fake. And Eve taught us bitches is snakes. At least they whisper in their ear and let them sit in their face. This shit a disgrace. Hey, silly motherfucker, you ain't heard about this. Hey, look here, I'm about to get rich. Then get low, low like Uncle Dave. See, dog, he's switching. Only the homies really get that phrase. See, y'all, I'm different. I'm like Nas. You more Nas X. Ye awesome.
bitches, I could rap under the tree, nigga. See y'all, I'm gifted under the influence of the tree. I mean, we not no Christians. I mean, I'm high. How many times I gotta speak for y'all to get it? Yeah, broke niggas don't deserve no pussy. Yeah, I get it. You done invested, got your body done on credit. But let me stop you for a second, bitch, because you getting big headed and you look like a fat ass ant. And don't forget it. Yeah, I said it. Off topic, we ain't mistaken. You can't shoot it if you can't aim it. I swear to God, in the hood, them bullets always nameless. That shit done ricocheted off drywall and killed a baby. That's how I know the end is near. A law keep taking angels and left you clown niggas bozos with no nose. Yo, ho chose. You probably mad I lay her like the ozone. That bitch bad like that Michigan water. You not Michelin, but ain't you tired of all that mentioning, brother? Internet thugs. I swear to God, I hate they fucking guts. Catch strong fingers in the streets and we gon' fuck him up. Y'all know how long I could do this, nigga? Until I'm fucking filthy rich off my 2 cents, nigga. Till I ain't gotta look in the fridge and see a Cool Whip, nigga. Until I reinvest my shit and get some schools built, nigga. I'm the new Nip, nigga. Federal Yard, they try to forget me at. On the top tier doing burpees, listen to Victory Lap. Serial killer, eat beats for breakfast. If I get the chance, I'm Tory. Shoot my shot at a hoe and tell that bitch to dance.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment.
Hi, we locked in.
What?
It's as
Hello?
Easy as going to fatherhood.gov.
Yeah. Brought
to you by the
no.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad.
Yeah, but like someone like Zoe wouldn't come. I know, or like Wally, just because it's too, you feel me? So like higher profile. But what? Same shit. What?
Look at
What's
you.
What's up? Hi, everybody.
I pull up when I'm high profile, though.
Hey, let's
high
go.
High profile.
Let's go. All right, so look here. This is the lightning round. Okay?
Lightning round.
Based on the fact that I do my research and I do my homework, I have a question for each one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Kelly and Wes, kind of collectively, but both of y'all ain't gonna answer. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know. So we're gonna go around. First, I'm gonna start with my boy Twy. All right. So talk to me about back in the day being on 106 in Park, man.
Damn.
What you mean? What you want to know?
I want to know, man. Come on, man. You got viral videos on Instagram right now, man.
Freestyle
like,
Friday,
it like?
Man. That shit was. That was epic. That was one of the most, like, best times of my life, for real. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
For real. You know what I'm saying? a nigga had that feeling of being somebody. You know, it had, like, what, 50 million viewers on there. So, at that time, I got retired on 106 in Park. So, mm-hmm. That's, like, 7 weeks in a row. I was at Spring Bling. That's when they used to do the Spring Bling. I battled on that. Oh, I won that shit too. So I couldn't go to the mall or nothing without signing autographs. But I got to see, I had a real taste of what the game is like because I went to prison and I got out. And really, I'm still me, but to the industry, I wasn't nobody. Mm-hmm. So that shit taught me a valuable lesson as well. But that's the best time of my life, for real. Right. Feel me?
He just had a freestyle that went viral too.
Oh yeah, the Biggie shit.
Yeah. Go check that out.
But yeah, 106 in Park, that was my shit, for real. New York, beautiful city. Shout out to, and New York showed me so much love, right, man. I'm the only, by the way, I'm going to say this, the only artist from the West Coast that got retired on there. Mm. Anybody that went on there from the West got beat and got sent home.
West Coast, nigga.
Yeah, King Twi. I was Twilight, a.k.a. The Future then, if anybody remember that shit, you feel me?
Yeah, I remember, bro, like once I saw... When you showed me the footage, and I'm like, when I saw you, I'm like, I recognize him, but you know, the nigga don't just speak on another what another nigga doing. So you know, so he showed me, I'm like, yeah, man, I knew it. Like, so that's pretty dope. I see Tiggers over there, like hyped and whatnot.
He always showed me love too. Yeah. Tigger, shout out to Tigger, he doing good.
Shout
right
out
now.
Tigger, man. Oh God, man, yeah. Look,
that's you wasn't nervous, man. Like, that's a big stage, man. Like
when the beat drop, when the music come on, all that shit go away. Yeah, and then when I only had to be the challenger used to go first, the champion go second. So the first time I went first, but after that I was the winner. When I would hear them niggas rap, it's like nobody was near.
Fucking with me right
I was like, ah, damn, I thought this niggas might have. Yeah, you feel me?
Sometimes you can just like hit your niche right there and just dominate, just kill your lane, bro.
Timing is everything, though. Listen, my name was Twilight, a.k.a. The Future. You feel me? I went to prison. I'm home now. You know what I'm saying? I got an album. I'm doing. You didn't even know me from 106 in Park. You knew me from my buzz right now.
That's a fact.
Okay. I reinvented myself. That's you feel me? Fact. So I got an album coming out, 428. It's called Foster Child. The album, you feel me? I'm dropping singles. I'm heating up, like you said, viral video. So it's time. The time is now. God know what he doing, you know?
Yeah.
So nigga finna get cracking.
No doubt, man. Like hey, yo, love that. Let the people know how they can get in touch with you, bro.
Instagram probably my biggest like platform. King_Twi, T-W-I, not Twi, Twi like Twilight. You feel me? Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Tap in. Sure. Much respect, man.
Appreciate you
for real. Definitely. Hope that you gotta have you come back, bro. Like
man,
definitely.
Though, that's man.
Oh God. All right, so. Now, like, to my bros.
Keep doing you, man.
Appreciate the same thing. I'm coming. We locked in.
Connections around the table, bro. That's what we do. So, all right, man, to these gentlemen right here, man, who I got a great deal of respect for. Niggas always showed me love, man. Helped me grow my own platform, bro. So you already know what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? I got you niggas. You know what I'm saying?
It's always a privilege.
Hey, man, same here, bro. So the question that I got, and I know it's the question on everybody's mind. How did Cali and West meet, bro? Like, how did y'all niggas even, like...
2 years out the... What, a year and 7 months out the...
You could tell this
nigga?
Some lifelong shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, oh, God, bro. Because it's like the Avengers type shit with you niggas, bro.
Come on, man.
I'm not even capping, bro. Like, for real, nigga. Like, y'all niggas go hard, you know, on y'all platform.
Hey, man.
And y'all niggas just... I'm certain y'all niggas could... By yourselves in your own lanes could always kill whatever. But to come together as a team, y'all the tag team champions, basically.
Y'all family?
That's what I'm saying.
Man. Yeah, we
y'all
brothers,
family?
Man. We brothers.
Oh, that?
We brothers.
Biologically?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's tight. That's tight. Oh, all right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. A year and 7 months.
Yeah.
Out the womb. This nigga was already trying to squab me at like 3 days old, nigga.
That's crazy.
That's tight. Brothers, man. That's tight.
Y'all don't look like brothers. That's why I would have never guessed it. Y'all don't look like brothers, in my opinion.
But that's why we got the connection.
Not like that, but yeah.
If you see how we move and see how we talk and walk and move.
Oh, yeah.
Every female we come in contact with, like, you act like Wes. And Wes, you act, both of y'all the fucking same. So...
Brothers do, bro. There you go. Feel that, bro. So you know, like I said, man, like great deal of respect, and I just had to ask
that
question.
We appreciate
that,
man.
Tell the people how they can get in touch with your funny ass platform. Oh, wait, before we do that, Cam, do we got time? Can we play the clip? That's time for the clip. Let's play this clip, man.
Hold on,
it's
right here.
Yeah, it's gonna come up here on the screen.
Oh shit.
Well, this is the backyard. Y'all took over the backyard.
They having fun, man, doing what they love to do.
That's
real off that Prada.
Got that Versace draws with the Versace belt, giving out that expensive dick tonight, bitch.
I got on a Fendi belt.
Oh, well, I'm giving out that expensive dick.
I am too, nigga.
Oh, okay, okay.
Put some cocaine around my dick, make that shit real expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking my microphone right now. That shit come
on. Oh my God.
He flossed on me, man. He said, I got the Versace drawers and the belt. Like, all I got is the Fendi belt. Fuck that you, shit nigga. Crazy. Put some cocaine around my dick, man.
I'm sorry. I had to. Man, we got to get out of here, but I wanted to make sure we got that in. Oh, man. Let people That's know tough. How they can get in touch with your platform, bro.
Man, the YouTube. Everything. Come on, man. Instagram, Cali and West Show, man. Emails, the Cali West Show 1. Man, just tap into us, man. We got all the trendy topics, man. We gonna have 5 stacks come through.
Man, you know what it is.
We gonna have 10 Kawhis come through. You already know. So we got popping things going over here, man. We got our own drink. Everybody out there.
Tell them what it is. Extra. What's the name?
Extra. We got that high premium extra on Yahel Tequila.
We
man.
Like extra hoes.
And the Denicia Real, yes. man. Everybody in the room said they loved it. Did y'all like
my
it?
My mama
loved it.
Fire.
I loved
it. Oh, okay.
Real soft.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just tap in, man. Cali and West Show for the win, man.
Don't forget the merch.
Times, shit, 5 stacks and everything
merch.
He do.
We got merch, too.
Oh yeah! All
oh
day.
Shit, man!
Yeah.
Merch.
Look, they. Merch. I need
walking bill.
Oh man, we do everything merch.
Man.
That's a fact.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
We'll
so
talk as soon as we're done.
Now, yeah, last but certainly not least, is the person I know I've been messing with you all show, but I got a great deal of respect for
Milk
you.
Milk of Magnus.
You the homegirl. You already know what it is, man. Please. Tell the people how they
like a
get
little
in
vanilla
touch
waterfall
with you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at sunlit.media. If you guys need photos, if you guys need music videos, anything content creative, you guys need to figure out how to work your Instagram, what hashtag to use, what to do, make sure to contact me. I can help you out. I'm all for helping every artist just get further. So just let me know and go follow Third Compound. This is where it's at. And yeah, support us. All love. Long Beach. Hey.
Hey. All love.
Certainly.
All love, man. Yes. 3 L's. Love, living life.
So before we get out of here, let me just remind y'all the Rise and Grind quote of the week, man. And that a woman's loyalty is tested when a man has nothing. And a man's loyalty is tested when he has everything. Let's not forget the lesson
man.
In that.
Man.
All right. And tap in with your boy, man, on Instagram, man. 5stax_showcases. It's the number 5stax_showcase. All right, man. I do bookings and all of that, man.
I love that.
I'm
love
up. That you know what I mean? Shout out to the firm, the Kid Gray. You know what it is. All right. So we're going to get up out of here. You know it's your boy that's always nice. And to kill that mic, he don't never think twice. It's the promo king himself. Put it. 5 stacks and counting. This is California's finest radio. And never forget that you attempted with the greatest, the best, the finest radio you will ever come in contact with. Itself.
Yeah.
It's stuck and it's never coming down. West Coast, baby, we gone.
Uh-huh.
We out this bitch.
Yes, only.
Gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your Kush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment.
Come
it's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself. Product 5 stacks and count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.
Innovative.